Today we will discuss the next obstacle in devotional service, which is philosophical doubts. Sometimes not all doubts are dangerous. Doubts can be a sign of intelligence. We hear something and we need to hear more to become totally convinced. In our sampradaya, there is even a technique of putting doubts. For instance, in Srila Baladeva Vidya Bhushana's commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, he works with doubts. And I think if we understand his method, we might be working better with our own doubts. Srila Baladeva Vidya Bhushana makes usually a statement: Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he puts a doubt. Really? How can he be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is in the form of Shyama Sundara, a boy not older than 15 years. Then, the next point is refutation of the doubt. It is explained then that Krishna is the source of the material and spiritual energies. He is not powerless like a boy of 15 years would be. We hear that he is the source of Paramatma in the heart of everyone. And many statements from the scriptures are given to illustrate and prove this. We hear that he is the source of the Brahman energy. He refutes the doubt. Refute is a difficult word, and how would we say refute? Obiate. Kobiate. No. Yeah, by now everyone knows what a refutation is. Then he comes to the conclusion: because of all these reasons, and because of the statements of the Acharya, therefore we can positively conclude that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do you see how in this case the doubt was helpful? If you would just have heard the statement and not the further explanations, you would not be convinced so easily. So, however, what we will be discussing today are not healthy doubts. We will discuss the demon of doubt. Krishna is addressed by Arjuna as Madhusudan. You are the killer of the demon Madhu. Please kill the demon of doubt now, which is in my heart. We will deal with the doubt which is dangerous to our spiritual development. We will deal with this doubt which weakens us in our spiritual life. And we will try to give solutions how to replace this doubt with deep philosophical understandings. I hope you will be as enthusiastic as you were yesterday, although today your stomachs are Not it's an Ekadasi feast only. What do you think is the single most important factor of your spiritual life? Faith. Vera. Sadhu Sangha. Realization. Purification. Realization. I can't hear you because knowledge. Sadhana. Surrendering. All your answers are wonderful because you are very learned and educated Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. The one which had the devotees who said faith have said the correct thing. Without faith, you cannot progress in Krishna consciousness. Ado Shraddha, in the beginning there must be faith, but also in the middle must be faith, and also at the end must be faith. If faith gets attacked and weakened, your whole spiritual life gets ruined. And who is the enemy of faith? Doubt. Krishna explains the relationship of faith and spiritual advancement in the Bhagavad Gita first, verse 9.3. If you know the Sanskrit, chant it along with me, please. Ashrada dana purusha dharmasyasya parantapara aprabhyamang nivartante mrityu sangsaravatmani. It may well be that this verse is the most shocking statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Here Krishna doesn't speak of non-devotees, but he speaks of those who are already in devotional service, but who have no faith. In other words, Krishna acknowledges that sometimes a person on the path of devotional service can come in a faith crisis. What is the result of this crisis if it is not cured? Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. He says, a faith crisis can be the ruin of our spiritual life and we can return back to the path of birth and death in the material world. You look shocked. Krishna is so clear about this. And Prabhupada, he says the same thing in the purport, the faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by association with devotees. He speaks now how we can become faithful. But unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literatures from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant. He describes now what happens to a faithless devotee. He's hesitant. He cannot give everything to Krishna and cannot stay fixed in devotional service of the Lord. He will go away after some time. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. If you want to read this in your own study time, it's 9, seventh chapter, text 3 of Bhagavad Gita. So, in the beginning of our little seminar today, let us acknowledge that faithlessness, or let me say like this, that doubts are very, very dangerous. We have all attained the possibility to go back to the kingdom of God. But if we are attacked and defeated by doubts, we can miss this opportunity and be thrown back into our material life. Now, as you progress in your spiritual life, you will have many doubts. Some will be created when there are problems in the association of devotees. Some of the doubts will be created by your previous upbringing. Some of us might have gone to the university, or they might have looked regularly in the TV and listened to radio and had a materialistic understanding before they came to Krishna consciousness. And now they hear these things that there are big birds flying between the planets, and then they lose an egg, boop, and out of the egg comes another big bird. They might think this is really Haribo. This is strong. Other doubts might be created just because you don't feel well in Krishna consciousness. You heard a devotee is blissful, but you feel miserable. Then you naturally asked, is this working, this process? There are so many causes of doubts. And each one of us will have to confront these doubts in order to become successful in spiritual life. Sometimes devotees want to run away from doubts. Oh, Maya. And years later, the doubt which they thought they had run away from is coming saying, here I am, this time you can't run away from me. Once there was a foolish man. He was on a journey, and all of a sudden he saw, someone is following me everywhere. He raised his hand, but the other person also raised his hands to attack him brutally. What do you want? He asked. The other person looked at him with a very dark face. Maybe my shirt. So he began, he didn't answer, he took off his shirt. Here, take the shirt. And he ran. When he looked back after 10 minutes, the other person was again there. For a whole day he ran away from that person. And finally, he sat down and cried. He cried for 1 hour. Then an intelligent man came and said, why are you crying? someone is following me with a dark face. The intelligent man, so where is he? Here! He pointed at him. So the intelligent man knew this is a fool. He said, just wait until the sun is down. Then the dark man is gone. Resume? He was running away from his shadow. So sometimes doubts are haunting us. And if we run away from them, they will keep on following us until we have even high positions in Krishna consciousness. And they will become dangerous to us. It has happened again and again. Why do we have doubts? I hope you will agree with my answer. The reason is simple. We hear something which makes sense, or at least it attracts us, but we have not realized it. We hear Krishna is God. He plays on his flute. But we have not seen him. This can be a problem. Someone has a theoretical knowledge only, but not a realized knowledge. He can be in problem. For instance, if you are theoretically convinced Krishna consciousness makes you happy, but you are never ever 1 minute happy, then you think, well, I hear in so many lectures, but my understanding is theoretical. I need a practical proof. So this is the reason why we develop mostly doubts. Our understanding is a theoretical one, and we have not yet realized the subject matter of Krishna consciousness. All of you, please notice this is a realistic problem. We are not yet so realized as we would like to be. Therefore, we are an easy target for doubts in Krishna consciousness. Now, what to do? Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you should arm yourself with the weapon of yoga, stand up and fight. And in this way you can slay the doubt. As of yet, we are still missing our little board, but I hope it will come tomorrow. Very good, very good. I hope you will bring a minimum of 1 ton of paper, because I have will use so. Now, Krishna's advice to Arjuna is he should slay the doubts which have arisen in his heart by yoga. Let us study a little bit what this our fight will be. We should arm ourselves with yoga and fight. Have you ever fought? Some of you maybe, and you do not want to just raise your hand. When you have a powerful enemy, you need to have something like a strategy. And you may need some weapon. Some gulab jamuns. Or if you want to be more aggressive, a stick. Or heavy words.
You fool.
You know, some armor must be there, or little, the fist. Pling. So you must fight if you want to overcome your doubts. There are two ways. One is called the intellectual way, and one is the way of faith. Let us, or we could say the jnana or the bhakti way. Both of them are important. Let us first of all study the intellectual way, and after we have done this, we will make a little pause. It will be an active pause. You have, most probably you have never made such a pause in your life. Doubts can appear in two ways. One, just very overt, open. You see that something and you say, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. It is too far out and sounds too wild for me. And doubts also appear in a hidden way. Very often, devotees and friends of and the congregation has hidden doubts. They either don't dare to go deep into the doubt, or they're just by nature lazy people. Yeah, Lynch Ludi. We have a lot of Lynch Ludi in Kali Yuga because it's the age for being spiritually very lazy. I don't want to really become too complicated because then you will lose it. So when you need to not be afraid, this is the first rule, and bring out your doubts. You need to confront them. You need to face them. Many times, the reason why we are weak is because we have doubts and we don't really know what they are. We have never brought them out. For instance, we may have a doubt that when I surrender to Krishna, he will take care of me. You know, like there's this joke. You know, someone is climbing the mountain. And then he comes into a very difficult situation. He's hanging finally on one, you know, over, I don't know how to express it, over a cliff. You know, the wind is pushing him back and forth. He's very much afraid. 2,000 meters, it just goes down. And there's no possibility to, you know, with the two hands to climb up this cliff. And finally he says, is there anyone who can help me now? Yes. I'm here for you. He hears. Who are you? Book. So what should I do? Please tell me. Let go of the cliff. Then he begins to measly, measly, measly. And then he begins to shout, is there anybody else there? It's a joke, you know. So sometimes we feel like this. Surrender. Is there maybe something else I can do, please? Sister, do you know this? Already all your bridges are burnt, but you ask, is there anybody else who has another alternative, please? So you must bring out the doubts. Don't be afraid. If the doubts, if you allow them to sit in your heart and not solve them, you are in serious trouble. Disease, fire, and depths should never be allowed to spread. And the same rule holds true with doubts. When you don't solve them, if you don't finish them, they will kill your spiritual life. There is no point of just ignoring them or being too lazy to go into them and understand what they are saying to us. There is no point of being afraid of social opinion. Oh, he has asked this question. He's not convinced. He will not get halava when there is Sunday feast. Social pressure. You have to address the doubts. As soon as they come, there are doubts in the society of devotees. They must be solved. If there are philosophical doubts, they must be solved. If you have doubts from your previous upbringings, and all kinds of doubts must be solved. Would you allow a fire to go on? No, because you know, it will spread its influence. Therefore, confront your doubts in an intellectual way. Ask, why are these rituals there? Why do we have these rules and regulations? Why the certain statements in the philosophy? Are they not a little intolerant? Don't be lazy with your doubts. Confront them so that you know, this is my doubt. Don't allow them to hide and spread like fire. Now, when you want to confront your doubts, you need to also I know this will get a little complicated, but we have a few intellectuals amongst us. You have to analyze the feeling behind the doubt. For instance, the first Indologists who came to India said, this philosophy is crazy. You must ask, why did they say this? They thought, Jesus is the way and the light and the truth, and there's nothing really else. Now you may talk to this Indologist and answer all his doubts, but the real doubt, which is hidden, the feeling behind it, you have not answered. The feeling is that he feels Jesus is correct and everything is wrong. In the same way, sometimes people ask, or your mind will put many questions to you, and you answer them and answer them and answer them, but because you don't address the feeling behind it, the doubts go on. I have often seen that some people doubt in Krishna consciousness because they really doubt that it's possible to control the sexual urge. To live in celibacy or in grihastha ashram, only have sex for the purpose of creating children, they have a serious doubt in this. And they asked many questions for this. and ask many intellectual questions. Oh, Krishna consciousness is not right because of this and because of that. And they give so many reasons. But the real reason is they cannot imagine to control this very powerful urge in the human body. So when you deal with doubts, if you want to really finish them or conclude them, you need to also go sometimes behind it. I'm often sitting the whole day and answering doubts. And I've learned this technique. I'm listening very careful. Then I'm looking into the person. I'm closing the eyes. And I'm thinking. And I often say, well, you have said this is your doubt. But maybe this is your doubt. They go like... Da. Correct me. Correct me? Correct. Correct. No. Yes. But you may have to do this work for yourself. What to do on the intellectual path if you have a doubt? You need to dialogue with the doubt. Have some good conversation in you. And the best person to invite for this dialogue is Srila Prabhupada Haribol. Therefore, you must study every day the books, but not like an Istrian bull. In order to have a dialogue, you must ask questions. I want to suggest three questions to you. You might like to come up with other questions, which might help you. What I do, I say, first of all, when I read Prabhupada, what does he say here? Sometimes we read and goes like, oops. And we don't know. What was the subject? You must ask, what is he saying here? Second question is, what does this mean? For instance, when Prabhupada says, there is the greatest enemy who's eating up the human race. And then he says, it's karma. We will deal with Mr. Lust a little later. This will be the most intense seminar you have ever heard in your life. The whole of Croatia will talk afterwards about it. It's so intense. But the point here is, what does it mean when Prabhupada says this is a very heavy danger? And the third question is, what does this mean? Samene. What does this mean? Samene. Samensky. For me. The next point you could do is discuss with devotees. Now, and I have brought one last point for you. Modern doubts. Modernsky. You read books like which specifically deal with this. For instance, science. There are spiritual science books like written by Sadaputa Prabhu. When I read the book Forbidden Etiology, where he writes that some archaeologists have found complicated tools in rocks which are a few million years old, I thought, this was an information which I really needed. because I sometimes could not believe that Rama appeared 5 million years ago and there was a complex civilization. So there are these very scientific books which are very nicely written, you know, and so on. Hare Krishna. So these are how to deal with doubts which appear in your mind. I was saying there is an intellectual way, that is, you confront the doubt, and what is behind the doubt? You know, if you don't do this, the doubt will spread in your life. And what can you do? You read the books of Srila Prabhupada in a dialogue way. You enter into a dialogue. Questions. And you will see how you get answers. And it becomes active. Active, no. Not passive reading is useless. If we go in here, stay a little bit here, and then go out in the next minute. I can guarantee you, if you learn to listen actively, for instance, my experience I will tell you as a lecturer in Krishna consciousness, most of the things which I have said, when the devotees leave the tent or the hall, it's out. I become so frustrated. I work sometimes for days to make a seminar. And then I think, but if I give it, everyone, when they leave the hall, it's gone. Then I think, why do I work so hard? Everyone is lazy. I also will become lazy. No more seminars, no more preaching, just chanting. And I think, no, Prabhupada said I must preach. Oh, I must try and try again. Therefore, in this seminar, we have developed a method so this will not happen. But before I explain this, I need to see, do you have a few quick questions to what you have heard? My dear active audience, now you can become active. Hari Bol. Veera Chandre. We could give him the microphone, please, then we can all hear it easier. You can say the first part even in Croatian, then Srebenka has a little pause.
Dakle, htio bi pitati u vezi sa sumnjama koje se rađaju na temelju različitih instrukcija ili podataka koje nalazimo u šastrama.
A logic scheme, you have to say.
Dakle, logičke nepravilnosti. Neke iracionalne podatke koje čujemo. For example, we can in Srimad Bhagavatam we read that Lord Krishna gives 1,400,000 cows a day in charity. Mm-hmm. And that Jarasandha, he's attacking Mathura for 17 times, each time being defeated, and somehow he gets courage again and takes on, thinking that he will win.
Yeah.
So this problem for me, I cannot understand how can it happen really.
Yes.
Dakle, postoje različiti primjeri kao što gospodin Krišna daje 1,400,000 krava dnevno u milostinju, Jarasandha 17 puta napada Maturu i uvijek biva poražena, on na neki način opet sljedeći put se okupi vojsku i misli da će pobijediti.
Do you also sometimes, do you know of this doubt? Yeah. When my father read the Krishna book, he just felt like, never again. But now he reads it. he has overcome his doubt. He was in a seminar on doubts. First of all, ask yourself the question, for whom it is illogical. Is the human being really the standard for the universe? This is an anthropocentric worldview, where you think, well, everything what I can understand is truth. What I can't understand, or what I have not experienced, is untruth. I always like to give the example of the ant, who has limited senses and a limited understanding. If he would walk up my arm, he would think I have come into another jungle. So much plants, and so such a wet atmosphere. He would never understand me as a person, and that I can jump into the water, and that I can speak, and that I can drive in a car and fly to Serbia, that I can write and speak into a tape recorder. Imagine for an ant to understand tape recording or video recording. He could not understand my world. It would seem as absolutely illogical. And when I would finally become disturbed by the ant and go like, bing, he would say, well, this was another very, very bad ant who kicked me from behind. Wait until I find him. You, as human beings, we also have limited senses, and we have things which are not possible for us. In the philosophy of ecology, there's an angel who walks with a human being. And the human being says, I don't believe in angels. And they continue walking for 1 hour. And then he says, and when we came to this rock, you did not walk around it, but you walked right through it. You're not even a proper human being. And then the angel says, but you walked just now through fog with me. For me, matter is another fog. I have another consistency. You understand the ecological philosophy? It makes the point that there are different planes of reality. There are beings here who live in a total different world. In Pula, for instance, there is one person who only works, eats, has sex life, and looks TV, and pays taxes. He is called Mr. Everybody. He is living a total different life than you, Virachandra. No idea of bhakti yoga, no idea of prasadam, no idea of love to human beings, and because he's hated, he always quarrels with everyone. No ideas of spirit, of the pleasures of kirtan, which is a real thing for you. So there are many things, you must make one step further. I think you can understand and criticize Mr. Everybody from Pula and his little world. He never walks out of Pula. He can't imagine to come to India like you. Or to Macedonia. Even in the human beings, there are so many varieties. What to speak of the Devata? Above us, we hear there are angels, Gandharvas. Right above us are the Bhutas. Then come the Gandharvas, then the Vidyadharas. You know, they can appear everywhere. I saw once a Vidyadhara in Puri. You know, I wanted to go to the Tota Gopinath, and I was totally lost because I had not cared to listen to the directions which was given to me. And all of a sudden, I saw, this is something for Angelica, if she is here. I saw, Angelica, a red, transparent, it looked like a huge egg. Please translate for her, because if you understand, like a red, and inside I saw a heavenly being. And he just beamed to me, come with me, I'm also going to Tota Gopinath. And I followed him, and I came to Tota Gopinath. I swear it, it is not a false information. There are things, Virachandra, which are very, which are beyond us. We are like cosmic ants. Even if we are the son of a diplomat. A cosmic blah. How do you like this? Now about how Krishna can, give so many cows. He's called the richest. You can't imagine how a millionaire spends millions of marks, because you just maybe have 251 marks in your account, but a millionaire, no problem. Krum, krum, krum. He's the richest. When I think of this question, I remember Friedrich Nietzsche. Do you know him in Croatia? Friedrich Nietzsche. He was so frustrated with the Christian understanding of God, who is so limited. You know, he becomes old like everyone else and gets gray hair like everyone else and is frustrated like everyone else. And so he put his frustration in one sentence. I would believe in a God who would know to dance and play on a flute. He came a little bit too early. He came before the Hare Krishna movement came to the West. But he would now be in Gaugadadha's Bhakta program. Who is the Bhakta leader? Tulsi Vallabha's Bhakta program. He would be joined there. Bhakta Nietzsche. So I think Virachandra's question was enough for this part, because it really brought out some very important point, which is the point in all these intellectual doubts. You just can't imagine this to be true. So this is one approach, but think about it, maybe you have other approaches. Now, we will make a 15 minutes pause, maybe even we can make a 20 minutes pause, because this will be an active pause. I want that everyone in the seminar becomes active and works on these things in a very easy and pleasant way. This way, which I will suggest to all of you, will help you to make deep friendships, spiritual friendships, with other devotees in the seminar. This is what I would like to suggest to you. When you go out, please use this, or we can use, no, you all have your shoes there. This this door, or whatever it is, this entrance, and you will find whom? Mataji Jagoda. Who is Jagoda? This is Jagoda. Jagoda has in her hands some pieces of paper, and you will just close your eyes and you can go like and take one piece of paper. This paper will have a number, and it will determine in which of seven groups, 25 groups we have, in which of 25 groups you will go. But more I don't know. So our Gorga Dada has to explain it to you. Come here or take the microphone. Maybe you can come here so that they can see you. Because this is... but please explain it very crystal clear. I know I never can understand these things if they are not very crystal clear.
Hare Krishna.
Not before Prabhupada. Go on the side.
Hare Krishna, neki od vas su već dobili papirić, to su osobe koje će biti na neki način lideri tih grupa. Stoga ja bih zamolio sve one koji su već do sada dobili papirić da za vrijeme pauze dođu ovdje da vam damo pitanja koje ćete poslije morati objasniti u svojoj grupi. A svi ostali, kao što je Sachinandana Maharaj rekao, krenite prema izlazu, možete jedan vrlo jednostavni red napraviti, samo dođite i uzmite papirić sa brojem. Nakon toga mi ćemo navečer objesiti tamo na onoj oglasnoj ploči gdje se onaj prasadam dijeli listu sa imenima svih lidera. A liderima ćemo objasniti kako da vas pokušaju kupiti. Ideja je da se pokušate za vrijeme do kraja seminara upoznati sa članovima svoje grupe i da pokušate umjesto da malo skratite vrijeme eventualne prođalpe koje može nastupiti, iskoristite za diskusiju na zadano pitanje i zadnjih dana ćemo željeti na neki način skupiti sav nektar koji je proizašao iz vaših diskusije i onda ćemo na kraju imati prezentaciju. To je zapravo ideja koju se Sachinandana Maharaj rekao, da pokušamo zadržati što je moguće više nektara koje nam on tako milostivo daje na ovom seminaru. Znači, lideri koji ste već dobili brojeve, dođete ovdje za vrijeme pauze, a ostali samo prođite i dobijete broj. I onda u subotu ćete se svi zajedno okupiti i onda ćete na bazi priprema koje ste nadamo se napraviti ovih nekoliko dana, upoznavajući se, diskutirajući na određeno pitanje, doći zajedno i kao grupa, kao Bhakti Sangha, diskutirati i doći do nekih novih spoznaja i poanti.
And then they will present it to everyone.
Yes. I onda će lideri grupa svima predstaviti do čega je vaša grupa došla u vašim malim i velikim razgovorima.
And we will benefit from all the realizations of every single individual in the seminar.
Yes. Da li je svima jasno što trebate napraviti? Ima neki pitanja, da?
That is a difficult situation. Then the Czech, well, if they want to participate, if there's how many Czech devotees do we have? Altogether 9 and 4 don't speak. So yes, then they you can come to Gorga Dada and he will give you your subject, your specially devised subject for the Czechish Bhaktas. That's a solution. So all right. So please let us do it now, and we will meet here 20 minutes to 7 o'clock. Yeah, you have a little bit more than 20 minutes, and Jagoda is already there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi go nitai ki jai, go premanandi arirvo. Clarify how to make these groups and how to work in the groups. It will come right after this part of the seminar, which will be shorter than the first time. It will be really short. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda Sahodito, Godaye Pushpavanto, Shito Shando Tamonudo. Hare Krishna. We announced that there are two ways to deal with doubts. The first was, you confront the doubt and give answers to the doubt. However, there is a second way. The intellectual way is good, but very often it is not good enough. Because, remember, the main problem why doubts come is because we don't have any realization yet, or not much realization. So you cannot talk to your doubts and hope just by hearing you will get all the realizations. You might get some aha moments. This is how it was. Oh, I didn't understand. I didn't have the full information. Now I have more information. But the realization really comes by practice. If I take a glass of honey and begin to describe about the different aspects of the honey, will you make a realization? No, you will have to open the jar of honey and taste the honey. So I will now describe to you the second way, the way of the taster. The way to realization, which is not the intellectual way, but the way which develops your Shraddha by practical activities, by acts of faith. You have heard properly, acts of faith. Let me start this section with a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. In the process of hearing about Krishna, one should be satisfied to know that everything cannot be decided by intellectual debates. Therefore, let us join Bhaktivinoda Thakur now and let us sing the glories of the beautiful queen of Shraddha Devi. Shraddha is a person. She is a queen. A beautiful person. She is not a person with a body of bones and blood. But so is love. Cupid or Mohan is called in Sanskrit Ananga. Nanga means physical limbs, and A means not. He has no body. He needs you. He goes into your body, and then, ooh, some lubav, ooh, some, like Rohini Sutta Prabhu described this morning, the five arrows have struck, and you are moved. You are a different person. You look like a brahmachari just married. Haribol. I know my humor is sometimes I don't know about what, sorry, but this is realistic humor needs to be there. So faith also needs, it is something, it is like a feeling, and it needs you to manifest. And it will come if you perform acts of faith. They will attract Shraddha. Just like, what do you do if you want to marry? You dress a little different. You begin to talk to different Matajis. What is your opinion? Well, the Matajis, you know, have to start not eating so much. You know, just become a little slimmer. And sometimes go, poop, 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 poop. This is, you know, you need to, you, so then you attract, all of a sudden, maybe you talk and then you feel, ooh, Sam Lubov in this letter. So you also need to do something to get some faith in the Sritza, in the heart. An act of faith. Then the beautiful personality of Shraddha will come in your heart. It's an interesting subject. I think we have not often thought about this like this. Let Shraddha Devi sit in our heart. And please, she should never leave us. Hari Bol. I have a nice quotation from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada would get every day letters, and sometimes there were about 27 different doubts. The highest number was a letter with 41 questions, as far as I can remember. Doubts. I doubt that Tulasi Devi is really a spiritual person. You know, all these difficult pitandiyas and doubts. And Prabhupada answered all these letters, all these questions. And then at the end of one of such letters, he says, may I ask you, if you are regularly chanting 16 rounds on your beads, the tricks of the mind or influence of Maya will infiltrate if we do not follow the regulative principles and regularly chant the prescribed names without any offenses. You may ask, what does this have to do with my question? I asked, is Tulasi Devi a spiritual personality? And he asked back, may I ask you if you chant your rounds without offenses? This is not the answer to my question. It is, in a different way, because by acts of faith, you will be elevated to a platform from where you can see and realize the answers yourself. Most of the times, doubts come if we are in the modes of passion and ignorance. Then we are on a low dukhani niveau. But when we come to perform an act of faith, we come to the platform of true understanding and knowledge. If you are in the modes of ignorance and passion, you can never understand spiritual knowledge. I want to give you an example. Not long ago, the first cowboy of the Marlboro advertisement died. His name was McLaren. When he was on his deathbed, he had lung cancer, and he made a court case against Marlboro and said, you forced me to smoke your foolish cigarettes. Now I'm dead on my deathbed. You have to give me $20 million. And they lost. They had to give him 15, I mean, not 20, but 15. Do you know how much $15 is? It would take care of all our economic problemskis in Croatia. It's so much, especially here. So, this was spread. And many people, you know, I remember speaking to smokers and said, he has just the your star, McLaren, the big cowboy. Go to the land of Marlboro. You know these slogans? You're not so much. Oh, I'm sorry, in Croatia we don't. You know Marlboro? Marlboro's advertisement is always cowboys who are on horses, who are strong mushkatskis. Why? Because they smoke Marlboro, of course. And therefore the idea is for all these sudras who are impressed by this, horses, strength, you know, work, they should smoke also Marlboro to become also strong and free people, like the cowboys in the Marlboro advertisement. So I spoke to some smokers afterwards, said, now will you stop smoking? Your star has died from lung cancer. They said, Maharaj, I know smoking is dangerous. It is on every cigarette packet. Sometimes I think about it. But when this disturbing thought enters my mind, I immediately push it out because I like smoking. He didn't add, I'm in the mode of ignorance and passion. I'm hopeless, Maharaj. Sorry. Knowledge doesn't speak to me. Only if someone is on the mode of sattva, he can apply knowledge. Have you ever been inconsequential in your life? You know something, but you just don't do it. For instance, you know you shouldn't eat so much because you expend too much. And you feel sickly and you have to sleep more. But have you ever been unable to, you know, control your mind and senses when the Sunday feast came out? Do we know this? Why? Because you are in the mode, you're not on the mode of sattvagun, where you can control your mind and your senses. You are on a different level of existence. And have you ever felt so happy and everything was so easy? Oops. And I will start to fly if this goes on. you understood knowledge. You were very philosophical in your lives. Why? Because you had conquered the modes of ignorance and passion. Virachandra, do you? Why? Everyone, do you? We have this experience. So an act of faith, or an act of yoga, I can also say, bhakti yoga, can lift you zhoop, on the dukhana niveau. And then you see for yourself. Many times I stop giving answers to people. And I say, why don't you do this? You will find the answer yourself, if you want. They are, what? Someone is no longer prescribing everything to us? Someone wants that I think myself? Someone says to me, I must come to a higher platform of existence and then I solve all my doubts myself? What a new and interesting way. But this is the very important way of spiritual life. As long as I'm in the tent, I do not know what is on the roof of the tent. But if I just climb up here and look on the roof, I will see everything. As long as I just try to solve things without coming out of the influence of material nature, which brings the doubts to me in the first place, I won't be able to solve them. Therefore, an act of faith or an act of yoga is important, which connects you. Yoga means connection. It connects you with a higher form of spiritual existence. We are yogis. Do you know this? We are bhakti yogis. And the most important principle in yoga is connect with a higher existence and zoop, you will also have a higher existence. But for that you must do something, not just measly, measly, measly. I see many of you begin to think very intensely. It's an interesting point, isn't it? Second point. First point is an act of faith, and I would suggest I will now go through a list of what things you can do. The first is, it really starts with chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada, he says, this faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service. He doesn't say faith is attained by talking, or misliti. He says an act is necessary, the discharge of devotional service. Mm-hmm. And by chanting, this you all know, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Which does what? Well, which cleanses one's heart of all material dirt. These are the modes of nature and their effects, like lust, greed, anger, and so on. Second point. Pray. Krishna has appeared in the deity form to hear our prayers, to hear us turning to them. Many devotees have told me that their whole life started to change drastically when they started to pray. I will suggest one prayer which is very important. Dear Lord Nrisingadev, please appear in our hearts and drive away ignorance, so that by your mercy we can become fearless in our struggle for existence in this material world. If you want to read the whole prayer, you can look it up in the 5th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 8 or chapter 11, I'm not sure. Text number 11 or text number 8. I'm a little mixed up in the chapters and the verses. Anyone knows this verse? Text 8, so it must be chapter 11. Not sure? Chapter 8? Also, now we have it. 5th canto, chapter 8, text 8. 18. It starts... So many different brahmanas have different opinions, and therefore it is said, too many brahmanas spoil the yajna. Therefore, I will just give you the beginning of the verse. I know it by heart. I often chant it. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. You can look it up in the verse index. Most properly, Shrestikata is right. Now you really will have to look it up yourself, isn't it? Another very good prayer which is changing person's life is, my dear Lord, please give me the strength to serve you. I recommend that you pray this because it's so short and handy and you can remember it easily. When you go and have the deity greetings, my dear Lord, please give me the strength to engage in your service. Third point. To get faith, you should associate with devotees. Remember one thing which you have heard a million times. Shraddha Devi needs to be born. Where is she born? Where is her birthplace? In a hospital? Or in a walk through nature? She is born, she takes her birth in the association of devotees. But this is a little tricky. You can associate with devotees like Rohini Sutta Prabhu has told this morning. You know, he mentioned to all of us some dangers of associating materially. I think you remember. And you can associate spiritually. Come together, chant together, speak about Krishna consciousness or your realizations in Krishna consciousness, maybe your questions in Krishna consciousness. Avoid politics. Avoid criticizing each other. You know, association with devotees can be also material. What I did in the past. Or the different advantages, relative advantages of different sorts of cars. The Sastava is better than the Yugo. You know, and so on. You can talk about, you know, it takes some work. It takes some, you will have to really think. What I always do when I go into the association of devotees, I bring subjects. Today we ate a wonderful fig prasadam, and we had the subject, the future of the world. It's a big subject, very interesting. We talked from astrology, from you know, karmic perspectives and so on, and we were all preacher speaking. The air was like full of. It was very interesting. Or I bring other subjects, the Himalayan mountains. And when I talk about scandals, which happens, because it's so much in the air, I'm saying how to solve it. And all of a sudden it's a spiritual vision. You must vibrate spiritually. If you vibrate materially, you will be bound to the material world forever. Next thing. A pilgrimage to the Holy Dham is such a strong act of yoga, bhakti yoga, or act of faith, because all of a sudden you enter into a different atmosphere. There are temples, ring, 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 ring. The people chant, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Do you know that just the biggest mafioso of Vrindavan died? They are real, mafioso is not the right word. It means dacoit. This person has single-handedly killed about 35 people. Jai Radhe. Now, when it came to, and with his money he supported the garlands of the deities. These are not ordinary robbers or dacoits. And he just died. I heard from a friend, I'm very happy because I don't want to meet him. This Brijbasi is not in my style. And he, you know what he did 2 hours before he died? He chanted, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. This means the name Radharani and Krishna. And then he died. In Vrindavan, even the dacoits, the most heavy people, whom you should never meet, because they will take all your whatever. It's a spiritual atmosphere there. So if you enter into a spiritual atmosphere, your faith will grow. We had different devotees for Jamashtami in Goloka Dham this year. We had a wonderful Jamashtami with many torches, with fireworks, with place. It was the best Vyasa Puja, and Krishna, the best Jamashtami. And the I asked the devotees, how do you feel now? They said, different. Learn to enter into spiritual atmospheres. If you do, you will go into the kingdom of faith. There are spiritual atmospheres. One is the holy dham. One is a good festival. When you have a festival, you should be very responsible that this will be the best festival we did. Everyone who goes into it and leaves it will have go very intense. The Sunday feasts, my dear devotees, these are such wonderful possibilities to have faith builders. Every devotee who goes to a festival, Sunday festival, should think, I'm personally responsible to make this a spiritual event, where everyone who comes enters into the duchovne atmosphere of Krishna consciousness. Each one of you is necessary to make it like this. Not just the singers or the prasadam servers. Everyone should take responsibility. Like, this will be an atmosphere where Krishna appears. Now I will give you the ultimate solution. Now this word in English, especially in Germany, the Endlösung is a very, very politically put, loaded expression. Yes. So I will give you now, whenever this, if you don't like this word, replace it with something else. But I call it the ultimate solution. You must realize Krishna. Krishna has to appear in your life. I had people, I didn't believe it, but there was a person I met who did not believe that there was something like a flesh. Flesh, electrical flesh? It's another difficult word. If it's short, I could learn it. He's from the sky. What is it? Yes. Lightning, yes. Monia. More like Monia. Like Monia. Huh? No? Something like it. And then one night there was a terrible... so many Monias came. And he began to become convinced that there are Monias. So it sounds foolish, this example, to give it here, but what I want to say is, you must create a circumstances that the Krishna monia can come in your life. When does a monia come? It comes when there is, a positive charge, positive electricity, and in the floor there must be negative electricity. And between this tension. I really hope I'm right, but it's a nice example. It comes. So you must be positive for Krishna and negative to Maya. Hi, Bol! And then the flesh of Krishna will appear. Positive knowledge about Krishna and Vairagya, detachment, like Rohini Sutta Prabhu explained this morning. Very important. Always have these two things intact in your life. Spiritual knowledge and spiritual practice, I should say. Abhyasa means practice. Knowledge and practice is more important than even knowledge. This is what we are discussing. And the second point is practice a little vairagya, that is detachment. And then the Krishna flesh can come. Do you know that Krishna's dhoti has the color of a flesh? it's described, especially because his body is bluish like a monsoon cloud, his dhoti is yellowish like a flesh. We want Krishna appear in our lives. Then we know. In the beginning, our understanding of Krishna will be theoretical, but later it will be practical. And then we are out of the trouble area of doubts. Krishna consciousness is meant to put the light of Krishna's appearance, which will take care of all the darkness of ignorance and all the darkness of doubts. Voila lepa. These are very intense lectures. I have come to my end. Now, I would like to see if there are one or two quick questions, and then we will have a very important announcement for all of you who attend these seminars. It's about practical work in the groups. Are there questions about the second point, the act of faith, or the act of yoga? You understood why it is important? Because it lifts us out of the ignorance where the doubts come and so on. And it helps us that Krishna appears in our life. And then all the problems of our life are solved. I'm seeing actually what the time is. It is 7:15, and 7:17 even. We will hear. You have a question? Yes.
You mentioned these five ways to make
acts of faith. Yes, to build faith. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work properly. Yes, Dharan Uddhava has put a very, very important question. He has said, one may perform spiritual activities or acts of faith. However, it seems it doesn't work. Our faith are not going away. There are two considerations here. One is, you may not perform these activities properly. It's almost like eating and eating and eating, but you don't get nourished because there is a worm inside of you. We were talking about this in Rijeka. What is the name of the worm? What is worm? This is impossible to say. A worm. Is there. You can eat and eat and eat, but you are not nourished. But the worm is going like expandirate. So when you perform spiritual activities, but you have the worm of offenses in you, you will not nourish your spiritual life. This is one reason. The second point is why spiritual practices seem to not work is because there are obstacles which you need to overcome in chanting and hearing. you may fall asleep. Oh, there are many realistic obstacles for a spiritual practitioner, and you will be very pleased to hear, Dharan Udara. On Saturday, I reserved a whole an hour. We will have 2 hours on Saturday. One is an hour which I have, and the other hour is the hour which all of you have, where we hear, learn from all of us. But in this 1 hour, I will discuss obstacles in spiritual practice. And I do not want to talk now in detail about it, because it takes a whole hour. And if I do it half-half, then no one believes it. It must be powerful, convincing presentation. Or I will deal about laziness, sleepiness. You will become inattention, and all these obstacles which are in spiritual practices. So thank you very much. I will now end this session. Once again, you're the most wonderful audience, and that's why I'm so inspired and can't stop on time. Please forgive me. But it's now, you please stay here, and Gaur Gadadha will explain to us an important detail. I hope you explain it, that it is not too much work for everyone. Yes?
Hare Krishna, dvije stvari. Ako ne znate da li broj koji ste dobili je broj 6 ili broj 9, to ovisi gdje je točka. Ako je točka na vrhu, onda je to šestica, i da isto tako devetka ima točku na vrhu. Znači, to je jedan detalj sitan. A druga stvar je da upravo sad nakon završetka seminara ja bih zamolio sve lidere, počeći odavde sa brojem 1, 2 i tako dalje, da stanu i onda dođete, pronađete svoju grupu. Tako da ideja da se sada na kraju seminara upoznate, da imate otprilike generalnu ideju tko se nalazi u vašoj grupi, tako da bi već od današnjeg dana navečer ili sutra ujutro tokom dana mogli početi prakticirati ono što će vam lider svake grupe reći. Eto, toliko. Znači, molim lidere od broja 1, 2 i tako dalje do broja 25 da stanu ovdje redom, i vi koji imate broj 1 dođete tu negdje, 2, 3 i tako dalje. Tako da bi se upoznali sa članima svoje grupe, a lideri grupe će vam reći kada ćete napraviti prvi službeni meeting vaše grupe i kako ćete funkcionirati do subote popodne. Hare Krishna. To će za 5 minuta biti gotovo, ono. Znači, vi možete ostati sjediti, dođete tu na to mjesto i lider neka bude tamo sa brojem 1, 2, kao Mataji Adjana stala broj 3. Vidite gdje je broj lider, pitajte koji je broj i dođete tamo. No, to traje kratko, to će trajati kratko. No, hvala.
Today I would like to give a very intense lecture on Krishna consciousness. You will not believe your ears, but the condition is that you must be awake. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading this morning from the 8th canto, chapter 4, text 11 to 12. Shri Shuka Uvacha Evang Shaptva Gato Gastyo Bhagavan Naripa Sanugaha Indradyum No Api Rajashir Dishtang Tat Upadadayan Shishuka Uvacha Evang Svapt Vagato Gastyo Bhagavan Ripasanugaha Indradyum no Pirajashaya Dishtam tat upadarayan. So here we hear how Maharaj Indra Dyumna is cursed by Agastya Muni, and we hear how he reacts to this curse, which is a very interesting example for us in Krishna consciousness. Translation. Shukadev Goswami continued, "My dear king, after Agastya Muni had thus cursed King Indra Dyumna, the Muni left that place along with his disciples. Since the king was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Muni's curse as dobrodošli, because it was the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in his next life he got the body of an elephant, because of devotional service he remembered how to worship and offer prayers to the Lord." Purport. This is the unique position of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the king was cursed, he welcomed the curse, because a devotee is always aware that nothing can happen without the desire of the Supreme Lord. Although the king was not at fault, Agastya Muni cursed him, and when this happened, the king considered it to be due to his past misdeeds. Tate nukampam susamikshamana. This is a practical example of how a devotee thinks. He regards any reverses in life as blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, instead of being agitated by such reverses, he continues his activities of devotional service, and Krishna takes care of him and enables him to be promoted to the spiritual world, back to Godhead. If a devotee has to suffer the reactions of his past misdeeds, the Supreme Lord arranges for him to be given only a token of these reactions, and very soon he is freed from all the reactions of material contamination. One should therefore adhere to devotional service, and the Lord himself will very soon see to one's promotion to the spiritual world. A devotee should not be disturbed by unfortunate circumstances, but must continue his regular program, depending on the Lord for everything. The word upadarayam, considering, is very significant in this verse. This word indicates that a devotee knows what is what. He understands what is happening in material, conditional life. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvashesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a very interesting history of a great devotee called Indra Dyumna Maharaj. The Maharaj had been a king, but by his enlightenment in Krishna consciousness, he he understood that at one point of his life he had to give up everything. So before the moment of death came, that most forceful event where we have to give away everything, he decided to go alone into the wilderness and practice Krishna consciousness. And because he was very determined, he became very, very advanced in Krishna consciousness. He began to always meditate about the Lord and never forget him. He was in deep meditation. After some time, however, a tragic event came into his life. He had gone, one Muni, saint called Agastya Muni, came with his disciples to the place where Maharaj Indrajumna was meditating. Now, Indrajumna Maharaj was so much absorbed that he did not recognize that the saint had come. And he did not say dobrodošli to him, welcome, or didn't say anything to acknowledge the presence of Agastya Muni and his disciples. So Agastya Muni thought, this king is puffed up. He doesn't greet me. Maybe he thinks he is now so advanced that he does not need to greet the sadhus. And to punish him, he pronounced a terrible curse. May you become a slon. Why a slon? Because the slon is very dumb and foolish. This is the just reaction for someone who doesn't greet a sadhu, said Agastya Muni. Now, because many of us have not thought in pictures, I want to explain this to you. You also have gone and left the material life. You have taken shelter in Krishna consciousness. And sometimes you also think of Krishna. You want to increase the thought of Krishna more and more, so that finally you can be absorbed always in Krishna consciousness. That means to always remember Krishna, never forget him. But sometimes, even someone who is so exalted as Indrajumna Maharaj, or who is trying as good as he can, as you, will suffer. Do you have experience of this? Do you sometimes also suffer? Are you also sometimes bewildered? Do you also feel, ugh? I think we are speaking the same language this morning. We all know that sometimes life can be very tough, even if we have taken to a spiritual process. So this morning, we will discuss what to do when miseries come in Krishna consciousness. The way you react when miseries come will determine whether the misery will become your best friend in Krishna consciousness, or it will become your worst enemy. Now at this moment you think, wait a minute, misery becoming my best friend? This I cannot understand. And I want to tell you, very honestly, I also could not understand this. But as years passed by, it took my youth and some of my illusions, I have learned to understand at least a little bit a very important statement of the Shastras. This statement is here. Tatenu kampam susumikshamana bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ritvat vapu bhir vidadhang namaste jiveta sa mukti pade sadhaya bak. Today we will not make any mistakes in verses because we have Prahladananda Maharaj here who is known all over our movement as the photographic memory of Shrutadhara. He remembers everything. And Rohini Sutta Prabhu, our GBC and Grandfather Bhishma, he will very carefully watch what I will say and correct me if I say some glupost. So this will be an important lecture. We have Hare Krishna. This verse says that those that whatever happens in terms whatever happens in our life, a devotee understands it has been caused by his own activities. The good and the bad, we are equally responsible for both of them. Now, a devotee, while experiencing the good and the bad, continues to offer devotional service by his body, by his mind, and also by his words. In other words, the devotee, the ideal devotee, is not a sunshine bhakta. When the sun shines, one class of persons becomes very happy and jolly. And when the weather changes and it becomes rain, he becomes very mentally and depressed. A good sunshine devotee is only practicing Krishna consciousness when there are nice friends, good pizzas, good results, name, fame and glory, and so on and so forth. But the real devotee, when he sees that something gets a little intense, I did not continue this thought. So when the sunshine devotee then sees that his friends don't like him, that when he arrives at the prasadam table, all the pizzas are gone. When the good sunshine, or when he realizes, oh, it becomes Malateshko in life. At that time, he becomes depressed. He becomes discouraged. His enthusiasm goes down. And as a result, he sometimes even stops the process of devotional service. This is the good sunshine devotee. Yeah, Bhakta Sunsa. We can say Bhakta Sunsa, the sun Bhakta. Now, the real devotee, he will understand. I have not come to this world to enjoy really. I have come here to become Krishna conscious. And sometimes miseries are placed before me in order to test my determination and my spiritual understanding. A very good example of this is Bali Maharaj. And we will hear some fascinating verses about him a little later. But for now, I want to take a big piece of scissors and cut away an illusion. The illusion is that you can be happy in this material world. It never works. I'm very sorry. The world has been described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita as a place of misery. Dukalayam ashashvatam, full of misery and temporary. Of course, the material world offers many, many lies to us. Take this and enjoy. But the more you go for these illusions, the more you will experience suffering. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a cup of sweet rice. It looks very attractive. But when you eat it, there's sand in between. So this is what happens when you try to enjoy material life. You will bite on the scent of frustration. Because inside every material enjoyment, there is the frustration that you cannot satisfy your real thirst with it. In European mythology, you have this legend of the saintly knight who fights against a powerful dragon. And as he separates the head of the dragon from its trunk, two new heads grow. Then he again chops off the one head, and again two heads grow out of it. And in this way the dragon becomes more powerful until he finally wins the race. This is what happens when you try to enjoy your material desires. You go for it, then when you fulfill the material desire, two new are born. When you fulfill them, four more are born. And in this way, the dragon of material desires increases its head. Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says that the material desires burns like fire. The more you give to it, the stronger the fire of desire becomes. Have you made experience of this? Or is it too abstract for you? No? Middle? Yes, a little. You're not sure if you... maybe it's maliprivatni. Maybe it's a little private, so I should not speak about it, and therefore you are silent. Madhavi, do you know what I mean? Yes. If you go for a material desire, try to fulfill it, it becomes stronger and stronger until you are a prisoner in the material energy. You cannot move. You are so frustrated. That you always cover yourself in the next lie. If I try for this arrangement, then everything will become good. So the nectar of spiritual instructions is that you will suffer in this world and you will also enjoy. Accept these sufferings and enjoyments as something which has come due to your own activities. Do not try to increase material suffering and enjoyment, but just let it pass. When there is suffering, know it comes due to your past activities. If there is suffering in the body, know you have done something to deserve it. There is one Bhrigu Sanghita which says, if you have very coarse veins, it means you had too much sexual energy in your last life. Sexual energy means sexual life. Therefore, because now you are not the most beautiful any longer, so that you don't fall into the same illusions. Varicose veins are good. They keep you from falling into further illusions. I'm speaking with full attention, so progressively, in order to solidly shock the Croatian understanding of life. I have a mission here. Thought very deeply about this. In Croatia, as you enter Croatia, there are three beautiful girls on the poster which hand you a nice drink and which look like ripe cherries ready for the enjoyment of the fools. Have you seen? Yes. Material life is not for enjoyment. And these three foolish cherries are full of suffering. They are poor, bewildered little girls who have only material desires in their hearts, which will create a lot of problem in their lives. If these three cherries don't get Krishna consciousness, I can see only misery when they become exploited by lusty men, as their bodies grow older and they lose their fascinating charms over people who have lost their spiritual visions. These three girls will suffer so much. We should have compassion with them. Material life is a lie, meant to bind you in material existence. So this means when some suffering comes, the devotee is not overly disturbed. He understands, I've done something to deserve this. But let me learn from this situation. Let me not try to protest and find faults in others. Let me understand, what can I learn from this situation? The question how you deal with miseries will decide how you will progress in Krishna consciousness. If you belong to the sun bhaktas, to the sunshine bhaktas, you will become disappointed and become very disturbed. If you are a real devotee, you will ask the question, okay, now it's misery, what can I learn from this? Now from the life of Bali Maharaj, we understand how we can progress in it. Bali Maharaj, it is said, has become famous because although he was put into a severe misery, he was fixed in his devotional service. And Prabhupada writes about Bali Maharaj, a devotee is sometimes put into adversity while executing devotional service. In adversity, everyone laments and becomes aggrieved. Mm-hmm. Yes, Sri Banga, we are reading from the 8th canto, chapter 22, text 28. I've given you the book and there must be this piece of paper. So, let us go again. We are in the short purport, right, in the third sentence. In adversity, everyone laments. In adversity, everyone laments and becomes aggrieved. But by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee, even in the worst condition, can understand that he is going through a severe examination by the Personality of Godhead. Bali Maharaj passed all such examinations as explained in the following verses. Now we will hear what are the tests for Bali Maharaj. And when you hear it, you will become amazed. Although bereft of his riches, all his wealth was taken away from him, fallen from his original position, defeated and arrested by his enemies, rebuked and deserted by his relatives and friends. His friends said goodbye. Although suffering the pain of being bound, and now listen to this. Although rebuked and cursed by his own spiritual master, Bali Maharaj, being fixed in his vow, did not give up his truthfulness. Prabhupada writes, Bali Maharaj passed the severe test put before him by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is further proof of the Lord's mercy toward his devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead sometimes puts a devotee to severe tests that are almost unbearable. One could hardly even live under the condition forced upon Bali Maharaj. Then a few sentences further, the Lord certainly appreciates the devotee's forbearance, and it is recorded for the future glorification of the devotee. This was not an ordinary test. So the Lord sometimes puts miseries before our path. A devotee understands these miseries in two ways. One is, they come by my past material activities. And the second understanding is, these are tests whether or not I will remain fixed in devotional service, engaging my body, words and minds in the service of the Lord. As soon as you do this, you become appreciated by the Lord, and he knows this is my real devotee. He is here because he loves me. He is not here because he loves the pizza. And when there is no pizza, he becomes disturbed. He wants me. Oh, the Lord becomes so pleased with such a devotee. He, the verse says, Mukti Pade Sadaya Bak, he becomes liberated and he becomes the candidate for the most precious gift, that is the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, some very, very advanced devotees, like Queen Kunti, have prayed even for miseries. Let this come again and again. Because when I pass the test of the Lord gives me His mercy. Hare Krishna. If you want to understand this verse in detail, I want to direct your attention to page 70 of the Nectar of Devotion. Ishche ki vanye gospodi nove milosti. I would like to read this to you, but you would laugh so much about me that my false ego would become totally disturbed, and therefore I won't do this. Here it says, Sve Bhakti, that means all devotees, Treva Dase Upranause, and then I lose it. It means that this verse, Tatenu Kampam, should become the guideline of all devotees. It is so good. But I don't have the English with me. We only have the Croatian. So if you want to read this, you will have to get this book and read it, but you can note it. It's page 70. If you come home and if you have a notebook, read this. The secret of Krishna consciousness is in this. For those of you who read English, it's on page 91. And I have read this personally about 1,108,000 times. Because it really helps you to go through difficult times with full enthusiasm. It is in English, it's called Expecting the Lord's Mercy. Ishche ki vanye gospodonovi gospo milosti. I can guarantee you, only 3 people will read this. And the rest of you will forget to read it. So once again, page 70, 7 and 0. You can hold this in your remembrance. And 91, 9 plus 1 is 10. So you can, like this, please read it. It's important for you. Now, another consideration. Prabhupada has often said, when you want to become Krishna conscious, it is like declaring war against the material energy. What will the material energy do? Surrender. Bhakta Milumiya has challenged Mahamaya. Mahamaya will say, all right, I surrender. Let me give you an example. Imagine little country Switzerland, which is glorified because of having given, some wonderful devotees have appeared there. But otherwise it's a small country, which is a little proud because of this Schweizer Frankli, the Swiss francs, which are very good maybe the most stable currency. Imagine little Switzerland would declare war against America. We will finish you. What do you think America would do? They would put all the bombs on little Switzerland that they really get the sauce. This is what the material energy will do to you. When you want to become Krishna conscious, you will be tested by Maya and by Krishna. Krishna will see if you are sincere, and he will send Maya so that you can go through some test. Let me give you another example. And when you are in the material energy, you are a little Mr. Nobody or a little Miss Nobody, one amongst an endless number of conditioned souls, Medyutam. If you want to cross over the illusion, the influence of the illusory energy, you become very special. The illusory energy will really get on your case. Let us consider the example of the Croatian, of the top Croatian prison. Where is the top Croatian prison? We usually have one or two bhaktas who were there. Where is it? Lepoglavie. Lepoglavie. Nice head, yes. Okay. For simplicity means Lepoglavie. Nice head. The prisoners suffer. They don't get much attention. A little cup of water, 3 cups of water a day, little bread, no TV, maybe nowadays TV, yes. Not much money, and they always have to stay, and it's very boring. Now imagine one prisoner of Lepoglavie prison wants to escape. He will get a lot of attention. The siren will go, la lu la la, la lu la la. The search dogs will come, woof, woof, woof. The armed guards will come. They will, go through the forests and look everywhere. The whole Croatian nature will write, nation will write about him. A dangerous prisoner, Milomir, has escaped. Be aware. So much attention will be given to him. This is what happens if someone wants to make advancement in spiritual life. All of a sudden, little Mr. Nobody becomes a special soul. Krishna describes these special souls in the Gita by saying, out of many thousands of men, one is interested in self-realization. And only one of those is interested in me. He says, Bahunam janmanam ante, after many births and deaths, the wise man surrenders unto me. Such a rare soul, Samahatma, is very rare. He is not the man or the woman of the masses. He becomes very special. His goal is very high. It is beyond the material atmosphere of birth and death. It is beyond the influence of ignorance and passion and even goodness. He wants to attain the kingdom of God and wants to serve there the divine couple Radha and Krishna with love. He has a very high goal. So now you might be solidly shocked. Thank you very much for your lecture. We have seen it's not so easy to become Krishna consciousness. We are totally disappointed with Krishna consciousness because we wanted to enjoy. You have said this in the beginning of the summer camp. We understood we won't make it. This is too high for us. We are ordinary people. We want to make holidays somewhere else, not this summer camp. But, my dear devotees, although Krishna consciousness is sublime, and to reach it is for very determined persons, it is also easy. This is almost a contradiction. Krishna consciousness becomes easy for the person who knows how to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who is the supreme strong. In the Bhagavatam, Krishna appears for the first time in the 7th chapter. You know, when he appears, amazingly, when his dear devotee Arjuna is in immense trouble, his Nepriyatalya, this means his enemy, Ashvatthama has just released the most powerful weapon. I have, I know of one of two very nice devotees who distributed books in near Split and came in the time of the war and came into a place, a bar. And there they met a soldier who became so mad at them that he pointed his gun towards them. They had to run. And they ran through the roads, and the soldier was shooting. Bang, 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 bang. Finally, they ran in a house, and they were saved. And when I had my birthday, these devotees presented me a bullet. And I said, what? Are you against me? have I hurt you? No, they said, no, not like this. After this had, and they told me the whole thing, they told me how they went out and found a few bullets. And they saved them. These bullets were meant for them, but Krishna had saved them. Because they explained to me, when they saw that the soldier was ready to kill them, and believe me, it's not like the usual Croatian expression, I will kill you. This is said maybe about 2 million times in Croatia a day. Isn't it? Very easy it happens in Croatia and those countries which are related with the Balkanitska temperamenta. They very easy say this. I will kill Russia also. Very easy they say this. It was not like this. They had a gun. This soldier had a gun. And he wanted to see blood. The blood of a dead person. But they, simple Matajis, Krishna, 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 brrr, Krishna, Krishna. And they were saved. If you know the art to take shelter of Krishna, even the most powerful misery can be overcome by you. But if you are so glorious and so big that you never pray, that you go puffed up through your life, you will be an easy victim. Consider Prabhupada's example of the little fish who swims very happily in the river, from left to right, and then he goes whoop and jumps, swims, and then again whoop. And then consider the example of the big sloan, the most powerful, strongest animal of the forest. When he enters this river, he will be swept away. Your nice mountain river, which goes like the fish goes yip, 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 yip. And the big elephant. When you want to become victor, go back to Krishna, you will also enter the river of test. And it depends if you will be in the mood of the little fish or if you will be in the mood of the big elephant. When you are humble, see, always searching your heart, always chanting the names of the Lord in great helplessness, you will easily swim through the test. But if you are not humble, if you believe in your own abilities, your own intelligence, you will be swept away and Maya will laugh at you because you look so funny. So, now when you want to take shelter of Krishna, what do you do? What are some practical tools for you? What does the Lord want to see from you? The devotee who wants to take shelter at Krishna, first of all, take shelter in Krishna's most merciful incarnation, which is the holy name, as it is given by another most merciful incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A devotee further seeks the shelter of devotees, but not the sunshine bhaktas who talk prajalpa on the prajalpa sofa and who always find faults in others and in circumstances when they don't enjoy life. He goes to those devotees who are very serious in their spiritual life. And he surrounds himself with these devotees. A devotee who wants to take shelter of Krishna eats nice prasadam to become strong for devotional service. In other words, the devotee who wants to take shelter in Krishna take shelter in the nice arrangements the Lord gives us in this world so that we can surrender to Him. But the devotee who does not take shelter in the Lord, who believes in his own abilities, he will not make it. My dear devotees, we will go through heavy times. Let us welcome them. They are our teachers. They teach us to finally take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. They teach us to become serious. We can no longer maintain the luxury of a half-half Krishna endeavor in Krishna consciousness. These times are meant to purify us. They are the mercy of the Lord, so that we can surrender. Hare Krishna. So if I spoke a little strongly, please forgive me. If I was a little aggressive at times. I just wanted to make sure that no one falls asleep and that you would start to take these subjects seriously. And I wanted that maybe you start, when you leave the tent, talking to each other about these subjects. And so on and so forth. Hare Krishna. So do you, now we have a... Oh, it's not so late. But this first seminar starts at around 10 o'clock, isn't it? So I will not take questions at 10 o'clock the next seminar starts. It's a little late. I therefore will not take questions at this time, because it's also better that you start thinking about this yourself. But if you have questions on this, my seminar will be called, uno momento, Stepnice dopune sveshnosti Krishne. Resume? Not, huh? Stepnice dopune sveshnosti Krishne. Yes. The staircase to full Krishna consciousness. It is a bold title of a seminar. What we will be doing in this seminar is we will analyze the 6 verses in the Bhagavatam which give us tools how to advance in Krishna consciousness, and we will also discuss how to overcome the many little obstacles which come as we progress on this staircase. I hope it will be interesting. You have to judge yourself. And so on. I wish you now all a very good summer camp. This should be the summer camp where you learn to these practices in Krishna consciousness, how you can take shelter in Krishna, so that when you leave the summer camp, you will be very, very Krishna conscious, or at least you will know how to become Krishna conscious, and you will become happy and fully satisfied Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who will be able to do good to everyone, including the 3 cherries. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Ariel Go!
Prabhu koji nam se jutros pridružio.